listening to Seth Goldstein Reporting, a series on Anchor from Raging Chicken Press. Find us online at ragingchickenpress.org. So recently a friend of mine who's part of a sub-chapter of a chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America posted some artwork, or I might call it artwork, it's more like graffiti that he did on, I think, the underpass of a bridge or something like that, where it was his name and the USSR flag. And he, you know, he's a Democratic Socialist, like I am. But I don't equate socialism with that flag. That flag is a flag that denotes to me, in my mind, oppression, of socialism gone wrong, of communism, which is, in my opinion, socialism gone wrong. I see democratic socialism more as what goes on in Europe, not always correct, more what goes on in Sweden, universal health care, workers' rights, paid time off, mandatory paid time off. What do you guys think? What is the best insignia, iconography for socialism? I don't think it's the communist flag. I don't think it's the red flag with the hammer and sickle in white. What do you guys think? Post a voicemail. I can hear what you guys have to say. Recently, California Governor Jerry Brown, in not so many words, told Attorney General Jeff Sessions to shove it when it came to immigration and enforcement. Jeff Sessions wants the local police, all over the country for that matter, to be deputized, now I'm putting that in air quotes, members of ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, that is very controversial. And Jerry Brown pretty much said, no, our police are here to protect our citizens and protect the people who are contributing to our community. Now, what I gotta say is I gotta salute him. Good for him for standing up for what's right. States' rights, even, because it should be up to the states how they enforce immigration. They should be forced by the federal government to have to abide by the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency. Also, I find interesting is that Republicans are all about states' rights and, you know, don't tread on me. But when they come to power, it's all about centralized government. Let's make sure that we control power and they listen to the government because we're in power. When they're not in power, they're like, no, you can't do Obamacare. You can't do the Affordable Care Act, which Obamacare is. It's all about states' rights. You can't do what the Democrats want because it's the opposing party. But when they're in power, they completely flip-flop on their positions. And Republican people who vote for Republicans seem to be oblivious to this. And there is years upon years of the Republicans demonstrating this. Love to hear your thoughts. Post them in the voicemails. As astonishing as North Korea's overture to the United States is, you know, to have talks with us and come to the table, what's even more terrifying, what's terrifying is the fact that it's with possibly Donald Trump. That's if Donald Trump survives the White House and isn't impeached or kicked out or any number of things before May. The problem is that Donald Trump's in power right now, and this reports that he's not going the right way, what a surprise, with how to set things up. This is terrifying. Everything he does is terrifying, but this is exceptionally terrifying because it has nuclear weapons involved. What do you guys think? I'm terrified. Love to hear what you think. Post them in the voicemails. Alright guys, this has been Seth Goldstein reporting for the Raging Chicken Press. That's it for now. Tune back soon and we'll have another podcast ready for you to go and listen to. you like what I'm doing here and what we're doing on RagingChickenPress.org, please go to patreon.com/rcpress. That's patreon.com/rcpress.